All right, welcome in another edition of the Buster Coaches Show, live from Jack Sports Grill, alongside Ross Miller, Mike Pilosoff. We're going to get Jeff Kelly on. We got plenty to talk about. A huge win as Garden City goes on the road and takes down Fort Scott 33-14. The Greyhounds have now lost 15 straight to ranked opponents. That was the key stat. Also the key stat, Garden City hadn't won in Fort Scott since October of 2003. That is no more as they get a big 19-point win on the road. And you know, we made the travel from Hayes to Fort Scott basically during the midnight hour, and we kept talking, you know, how could this game go down? What's going to happen? You know, well, it's a road game. Fort Scott's got a pretty good offense. They're averaging 400 yards per game, yada, 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 yada. And we both looked at each other and said, well, I guess we'll see. And again, we, and I know Coach Kelly will just slap us every time we say it, but this could have been considered really a trap game just because you know that Butler is next week, but there was a rule that when I walked into the complex, I was not allowed to mention Butler. I was not allowed to do it.
That's pretty cool, too, yes. Though. But I was in the fetal position sucking my thumb there on Friday night, Saturday morning, as we got into Wichita at 1:30 in the morning to go to Fort Scott. Because this game scared me, to be truthful, because sometimes you do look forward and you sit there and you know that you've got a great team as Butler. And I use this term, and I don't use it lightly, to be the man, you got to beat the man. And really, the man is Butler right now in this conference and has been for the last 10 years or so, even maybe a little bit longer. But I was so proud of Garden City going down there because, number one, we were out without the head coach who gutted it out, you know, versus Air Force Prep. And then, two, you know, we had a banged-up quarterback. Good to see Jake Kern step back in that position. Also, we missed a couple big-time players, in my opinion, also. And then the thing is, though, but Jeff Kelly had our back. And that was what was so good about that, too.
I like that.
As we made it the trip down in there. But really, you know, congratulations, Coach, I guess, first off, on your first so-called head coaching job. Two, and Jeff, I've got to toss this out there. I did go on GoPowerCat, and I invited people to come on this, come on here and listen to us tonight with you and also Tyreek on here. Possibly Tyreek will not be on the show tonight, hasn't showed up yet here, but glad to have you aboard. Thank you. That makes a difference. How's Coach Miller doing first off?
Doing well. Showed up today. He had a beard. It's kind of funny. So he looked good. Looked really good. It was good to see his face. And to know that he's doing well. I mean, that's all we're worried about. Make sure his health is fine. And, you know, he trusts us to take care of things. And that's what we did. I did nothing special. All I did, he gave me something. And everybody did what they normally do. But we took some roles that we normally don't take. And, you know, I signed a couple of papers that I normally don't get to sign, that type of stuff. So that's about it.
By the way, and you mentioned this during the luncheon today, that Coach Miller was there. Literally, A, he was whether he was watching on the video screen, or B, that his dad was there. Yeah. So yeah. And he was on the sideline. And you think Coach Miller's all fired up. Well,
it was good to see him. Yeah. You know, I have a story. When I played in Toronto in 96, I had already knew Coach Miller for years. And I went back and played for the Argonauts. And here I am sitting at the table, and they tell me hey, man, there's the guy who cuts people. And so this guy, this little bitty guy, gets up, and he's coming over to the table. So naturally, the table's like, oh, my God, he's coming over here. Then all of a sudden, he goes, hey, Jeff, how are you doing? I'm like, who are you? He goes, I'm Matt's dad. Didn't know him by Matt at the time.
I'll be darned.
And then he goes, I'm Bucky's dad. Then I'm like, hey, how you doing, Mr. Miller? You know, so it's crazy how small world. And then I played for his brother down at the Jaguars. So
it's amazing how, like, everything comes full circle. And the fact that Coach Miller wasn't there, but the other Coach Miller was there, which, you know, in mind and spirit, both Millers were there. And that offense, even though I know Coach Velez was handling some of the offensive play calling duty, Coach Sampson as well, but I mean, Matt Miller had his handprints all over that one as well.
Most definitely. He was there in the game, like I said. He was there, and you can tell our kids had a little different tempo for Coach Miller. So, you know, Tyreek was in the game. He was bouncing around. He's starting to hit rare form. Mm-hmm. He is. He's starting to hit it. And like I told you guys last week, you know, he really missed the whole camp. So he's about 2 to 3 games behind. He missed 2 games for cramping. And then he's starting to become in rare form. The weather's helping us out tremendously. And I think he's going to be a real inspiration here yet to come.
I thought Jake Kern really kind of stood up there in the pocket for a little bit. And I like the very first play call, too, right down the sideline there. Nile Daniel was open going down the sideline, but Jake just threw it a little bit too much downhill, let's put it that way, and the ball goes out of bounds, but the play was there.
Yeah, Jake, you know, I talked to Matt about, you know, I've talked to Matt about Jake, and he always talks highly of how he commands the field and how his demeanor demands respect. He has a stern look and a stern way he does things, and the kids respect that. And I think that's why they let him take that shot on the first play of the game. And you know, because I can say he can go either way. If he hits him, man, we're up. Yeah. I mean, two plays later, we're in the end zone anyway. But it would have set off a great tempo.
That is Jeff Kelly, the interim coach. He's coached in place of Matt Miller, who's getting healthy. He's hopefully back this week. We'll talk about that here in just a second. He's joining us here on the Coach's Show. All right, the decision, and I know I asked you this during the post game, but I've had people ask me, so I'll ask you so people can hear it on the show. And I know you're not the offensive guy, but since you were the head coach on Saturday, Jay Kern gets the start. Akeem Jones comes into the second quarter. It looked like Akeem Jones was banged up from the week before. Was that something that – I guess what was the decision as far as putting Jake in there? And Jake obviously responded well.
Well, because he practiced all week. I mean, we had the kid looked – he looked great. And you know, we could have went either or, but Jake was our guy and we went with him, but we needed to get Akeem some reps so he could be ready. We just didn't want him stagnant for just a week, you know, so we put him in and got him out. You know, he looked well, and then we pulled him to make sure everything was okay and just getting him some reps and keep him happy and things like that. So.
Defense looked really good. Good to see Derricott back in there. Number 27 is how I'm going to put that, because you take Clark and Derricott 2 and 7. Those guys are really dominant, aren't they? Especially when they play well together.
They are. They're fun. They're fun guys. I've really had a pleasure in it. You know, I always say it ain't about the X's and O's. It's about the, you know, the guys that you have. You know, so I've really enjoyed those two guys because I've watched Derricott grow up. I have. I watched him mature. And from the time that he's been here, we kind of came almost at the same time. And Earl came on the scene last year, and, you know, he didn't play for us last year. But, man, to watch those guys play together, they thrive well with each other, man. They do. They know each other's strengths. They know each other's weaknesses. And they kind of give each other flag about them, too. So it's kind of like, you know, Devontae is like, well, if I had Earl's instincts. And Earl is like, well, if I had Devontae's speed. So it's good. They are great.
It's a great combination when you talk about that linebacking core. And even the, you know, the Darius Jones, the Dalton Gantz, the Alex Newshapers, the guys that, I mean, you guys are, your front seven is well taken care of.
Most
so.
Definitely.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, more on the Fort Scott win. And then we fast forward a huge matchup coming up at Buffalo Stadium on Saturday night, which a game you can hear right here on KBUF with the 6:30 Taco Bell pregame show and a 7 o'clock kick live from Buffalo Stadium. More on the Coach's Show coming up next. 8 men in the box for Fort Scott. Handoff for Hill. Has a first down running. Left breaks a tackle. 50, 45, 40, and there goes Tyreek Hill. 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Hill to the house, 61 yards, and the Buster strike first. What's amazing about this, and I went back and I looked back, this is the first time Tyreek Hill has gone over 100 yards rushing, and the only reason that is because he's so versatile. You know, we can say, well, you can put him in the slot, put him at the kick returning spot. There's so many, and I'm just talking about rushing yards. He's gone over 100 all-purpose yards, obviously. So back on the Coach's Show live from Jack Sports Grill alongside Ross Miller, Mike Pilosoff. We got defensive coordinator Jeff Kelly joining us here on the program. And that we talked about that play because that, you know, was a third down and four carry on the opening drive, so the third play of the game.
Yeah.
And he's off to the races. But we've been talking about the defense, and we talked about Derricott, who I had at like 13 tackles. I might have missed a few. He might have been up near 20 in this game. But between him and Earl Clark, we talked about the front seven. Let's go to your secondary. You guys forced a lot of turnovers in this game. Tim Hill, we never call his name. We talked about that last week. I talked about that in the postgame with you. But even looking at the other guys, Sam Green has an interception. Eric Wester, it seems like he's a magnet for the ball. Every time the ball goes up, that guy's somewhere near, whether it's on special teams or whether it's in the secondary.
Well, Coach Gordon does a great job with those guys by holding them accountable. You know, I would like to give a shout-out to the Cheetahs. That they that's what they call themselves, the Cheetahs. That's what they do. They go get it. You know, and that's one thing that I really do I appreciate. And he teaches them in a way. He makes them hold each other accountable. You know, he has a saying about being a brother, his brother's keeper. And they're truly brothers back there. And that's why they get so excited. And they, I mean, they're ball hawks. I mean, their technique sounds and they do things. They're doing what we ask them to do. And then when that ball gets in the air, I mean, I don't think there's been a game where, you know, we've had at least one in almost every game. And so we've dropped a lot too. And to see those guys and the way they play, Tim Hill, you know, they, like you said in the show last week, they don't throw to him very often because he's a very good football player. I mean, and those are the things that you like. And those are the things that you, it makes our job easy.
Well, and also you're one guy that you're missing out on, too, is wonderful Terry on top of that. But what also the great cover men on top of this, but, you know, they made a couple nice tackles. I tell you, Tim Hill made, a touchdown-saving tackle. And this is against the big back that he had to go against. I believe it was Alford that actually broke into the secondary right up the middle. Tim went from his man, and instead of tackling high, and Tim would probably have been carried in, he goes down low, able to take the feet out from under him. Really just a nice open field tackle. But I'm very impressed with what these guys are able to do because they're able to cover one and then two, go make the tackle.
They're all physical. You know, in practice, that's one of the main things we go over is tackling. In our first two periods, it's tackling. We got to be able to get to the ball. And sometimes the ball's going to pop back there. We don't want it to, but when it does, we got to have people that's going to be able to be physical and be aggressive and just make the tackle so we can fight another day.
That is Jeff Kelly, defensive coordinator of the Busters, joining us here on the Coach's Show, live from Jack Sports Grill. Coming up on Saturday, it is Butler and Garden City. We'll have the Taco Bell pregame show at 6:30 right here on AM 1030 KBUF and the kickoff at 7 o'clock. Let's get to your offensive line play. I know they gave up a few sacks. And maybe we can just say, you know, whether it's hanging onto the ball too long or just coverage sacks, but you were without one of your main staples on the offensive line, Ryan Johnson. So. But the other guys came in. I mean, I know Kobe Hamill. We saw him at right tackle. We saw guys all over the place.
Well, Kobe Hamill, he's so athletic. You know, he wants to play. He wants to play defense. He wants to play offense. He wants to shoot basketball. He wants to do everything. He's just that talented, though. You know, I know coming out of high school, I did a little research on him. You know, I mean, he could have played D-line, could have played basketball, could have played a lot of things. He's just that talented to move over there and do exactly what he did. I mean, he had a penalty, but, I mean, anybody could have got that. You know, so, I mean – you know, those guys, I think they did a great job. You know, I mean, the proof's in the pudding. You know, look how many rushing yards we had and, you know, and how many total yards. I mean, we can't move the ball without those guys.
Watch you guys do a little bit of conditioning today also. Was that because of just to get the kinks worked out of the muscles and stuff like that, stay in shape? But it wasn't anything to do with some of the penalties being thrown, because you guys have probably leading the league right now in penalties.
Yeah, you know. There are problems that you have to fix in other ways. You know, it's more mental than anything. I mean, you don't want to go out and punish some guys for some – I mean, because you want to keep their aggressiveness. You want them to keep playing hard. So you don't want to punish something that, you know, that can be fixed mentally. You know, we get on them pretty hard about the penalties and, you know, the dumb ones, you know. The dumb ones, those are the ones that we can harp about. But, you know, a holding, that's just being competitive and things like that. Jumping off sides is a mental deal, you know. And those are things that we just have to correct in the ways that we have to correct them.
That is defensive coordinator Jeff Kelly joining us here on the Coach's Show. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. Yes, we finally can say the word Butler, because that's the matchup coming up on Saturday. We'll talk about the Grizzlies and the Busters coming up on the Coach's Show. All right, back in the Coach's Show, live here from Jack Sports Grill alongside Ross Miller, Mike Pilosoff. It is Monday. It's $1.50 taco night. And then, of course, domestics, what, $2.50 a bottle. So you can't beat it. Come on down, corner of Campus and Mary here in Garden City. A reminder for all of you, if you're looking for something entertaining coming up, it's this weekend. It's Girls Night Out. And I'm going to let you kind of
Well, it's actually October. I believe it says October 12th on there.
Yeah,
it's underlined. So it's not this weekend, but it's a great, great thing. It's Girls' Night Out, and also they have a brassiere auction that you come in and fix up your own brassieres. It was fantastic last year. They were hanging. In fact, there's one couple of them still hanging from last year, but you come in and auction after these. And it was really cool.
Oh, okay.
I think well over 50 of them that they do. Shelly Nelson's one of them that's in part of this. And it's –
Now, the men don't have to wear one in, do they?
Well, you know what? I could if I wanted to. But thing is, though, It's for a great cause. And then also there's the bar crawl, too, that's going to be coming up here in the future, too. It starts at Sammy's Tequila's Four Winds. Let me see here. Timeout. Full Moon is another one that they'll get to. And they'll end up here. Oh, they'll go to Thirsty Dog over at Hokum, which I'd highly recommend. And then also besides Jack's. And they'll end up here at Jack's, too. It's a great, great thing. Come in and fill out your brassiere, let's put it that way, get something ready to go for those women out there. But also on top of that, for the bar crawl, you've got an entry form that you need to fill out also. So make your home base right here at Jack's.
And this is in conjunction with the breast center at St. Catherine Hospital.
So yeah, very cool.
Should go ahead and mention that. Coming up on Saturday, the matchup that, hey, look, it's a top 15 matchup, number at least as of today. We'll get the new polls out, but number 12 Butler, number 14 Garden City going head-to-head. Buffalo Stadium, 6:30 with the Taco Bell pregame show, 7 o'clock Saturday night. Myself and Ross Miller will have the call for you on that. And we have defensive coordinator Jeff Kelly joining us here. So I know you guys said, Mike, you can't come in our building last week and mention Butler, so I adhere to your guys' demands. But now I have to get it out. 80 points they scored on you last year.
Yes, sir.
And then they put 50 up in a playoff game. Yes. So, and I know... And I wasn't there. I've seen some of the film. Ross, you were there, so you can come in on this at any point. But, boy, that's got to sting. Not only does it sting, but that's got to be something that serves as a reminder to you, Joe Gordon, who's now on your staff, Matt Miller, everybody, that, hey, we remember exactly what happened.
Oh, we do. Butler's a good football team. They can hang it at any time. You know, and that's what we want our kids to have that taste. We want our young men to understand that, hey, if we don't come out and execute and do what we do well, the game can get out of control. I mean, they're that caliber of team. They're well coached, and when you watch them on tape, you know that they're well coached, how they play, and the way they get things done, and how they, you can tell they're very prepared. So, I mean, we just got to come out and do the same, you know. And I'm very excited about the matchup. Like I said today in the luncheon today, I am very excited about the matchup and get our guys to see how our guys respond to a big time game. I'm more excited about the opportunities for our kids, our young men, because these are the games that get them college scouts are going to be there. These are the games. These are the games where kids are going to be able to move on and make careers out of this deal. And from their aspect, you can be excited for their kids in the same way. Because we have some good athletes on our team, so everybody wants to see this matchup, and it's here. It'll be on Saturday, and what'll come of it will come of it.
Independence game, we had roughly between 2,500 and 3,000 people here. I was very impressed for the Air Force game, also with everything that was going on in Garden City, the number of fans that we had here. I'm expecting this place to get loud and wild and have a big, big event here. And you're right. We're going to see a lot of great athletes also on Garden City side. But then you're going to see Williamson, who's a very good linebacker over on Butler's side too. I think he's got 5 sacks, 26 tackles, 1 interception. It's going to be a war amongst, when you talk about this, great athletes. Another guy is a defensive end by the name of Gabe Luna, Garden City High School product. From Garden City that went to Butler County, now getting a little bit of playing time under Troy Morrill. Coaching aspect, everything is loaded up here, Michael, because you've got great athletes, but you've got great coaches too. This ought to be a lot of fun. How do you attack something like this when you go into this and keeping everybody in perspective, Jeff, that you know that you understand this is a big game, but there's a lot of big games left in this season?
Like I told you, we're on a stretch of a lot of big games, and I told them today that, it's 0-0. We're just trying to be 1-0. We're just trying to be 1-0. Each week, we're trying to be 1-0. And that's kind of how we look at it. Like I said, we're not looking at anybody else. Right now, we're looking at Butler. And we control our own destiny. And our destiny is we have to be Butler. That's just what has to happen. And that's the way we put it on paper. That's the way we tell our kids. And those are the things that – the vision that we have, and that's what I said, we have a vision. Everybody starts with a vision. If you don't have a vision, we're doing this for no reason, because at the end of the day, we all want to be winners. And if you don't have that vision, it won't happen. And those are the things. Butler's gonna come to play. Butler's gonna be Butler because they are a fine oil tune machine. and we have to be also. So.
That is Jeff Kelly, defensive coordinator, joining us here on the Coach's Show live from Jack Sports Grill. We've got about 60 seconds left, and I talked to Steve Carpenter, who's the SID over at Hutch today, and you know, we kind of went over, and we were listening to the Highland game on the way back with Hutch, and Highland's the team that knocked Butler off, and obviously I know you guys watching the film on that. Is what can you take away? You don't have to, obviously we don't want you to spill any beans over here, but Butler's a team that hasn't lost a regular season conference game since like Bill Clinton was in office. So I mean, this is a long stretch, and Highland goes in there and does it. Highland's got a great quarterback in the Bergeron kid, and they chuck it like 60 or 70 times. What do you guys take away from a team like Highland, knowing this is still Butler, regardless if it's the national champions or not? Well, what do you take away from that?
First of all, you know, you have to tip your hat out to Highland and their coaches. But one thing that Highland did have, they had a former coach from Butler. Mm-hmm. And so it's very hard. It's very hard to play against your peers, people who you've played with, people who you've coached with, because they know your ins and outs, they know your buttons, they know when those buttons get pushed, they know what other buttons to push after you push your buttons. So it actually narrows because I understand kids, and I understand the things that he may have known some of the kids that were there, and he knew what their weaknesses were, and he knew what they were good at, he knew what they were bad at. And so those are things you capitalize when you play a former coach or a former player or anything of the such. So
it'll be interesting. It's going to be a chess match.
It will be.
And, Coach, again, congratulations on the win on the road. Big win over Fort Scott. You guys are set up now. Big-time matchup. Good luck this week.
Thank you. I just want to give a shout-out.
Yes,
I need a shout-out. Today's my little girl. My little girl lives with me. She's turning 11. Kennedy Kelly, I love you, and I just want to say thank you for being great.
So. And we'll see her in 9 or 10 years playing for the New York Liberty. So, there you go. Coach, congratulations again.
Thank
good luck.
You.
There you go.
That is Jeff Kelly.
That's going to wrap it up. This edition of the Coach's Show live from Jack Sports Grill. Coming up on Saturday, we'll have it for you. Number 12 Butler, number 14 Garden City. It'll be a 6:30 pregame, the Taco Bell pregame show here on AM 1030 KBUF, also on westernkansasnews.com, and then 7 o'clock with the kick, Butler and Garden City from Buffalo Stadium. That's going to wrap it up for Brett Erskine back in the studio. For my partner, Ross Miller, I'm Mike Pilosov. Good night from Jack's.